Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The North American Leaders Summit will take place in Washington today. President Biden hosts Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, and Andrés Manuel López Obrador, the President of Mexico. It's been announced our president will not be taking any questions from the media. The jury in Kyle Rittenhouse's trial are deliberating Thursday. On Wednesday, the defense again called for a mistrial because of prosecutors' misconduct. The claim is prosecutors withheld video evidence until after the defense rested their case. Judge Bruce Schroeder did not immediately rule on the request, but did say he was frightened by the media's biased coverage of the trial. Here's one racist example I found on MSNBC and their host, Joy Reid.
There's a thing about both white vigilantism and white tears, particularly male white tears.
Be sure to visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
There are two high-profile murder trials taking place right now in America.
A pair of high-profile homicide cases continuing with, in Georgia, day nine on Wednesday of the trial of three men accused in the shooting death of Ahmaud Arbery. William Roddy Bryan Jr.'s attorney, Kevin Gao, said even though Bryan was involved in chasing Arbery through a neighborhood as he was jogging, he was not directly involved in shooting and killing him.
And under those circumstances, we believe that he is entitled to have acquittal.
Gregory McMichael and his son Travis McMichael and Brian are accused of shooting the 25-year-old Arbery. The defense contends Travis McMichael shot the black man in self-defense after they wrestled over his shotgun. Meanwhile, the jury in the Kyle Rittenhouse double homicide case in Kenosha, Wisconsin, deliberated for a second day without reaching a verdict. And from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
We are USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The Fox Nation Patriot Awards took place last night in Hollywood, Florida, honoring a young patriot, 8th grader Charlotte Bevan.
I'm proud to be living in America because we have freedom. We stand proud that the founders of our country have created a strong foundation for the generations to come. I have always been proud to be American and continue the legacy that was left behind by those that created our Declaration of Independence.
As the Biden administration continues to push their massive social spending bill, some Democrat lawmakers want to tap the brakes on it, as America is suffering from record inflation right now.
West Virginia Democrat Senator Joe Manchin indicated that he doesn't agree with Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer's plan to pass President Biden's $1.75 trillion climate and social spending bill into law by Christmas. Manchin saying he has a lot of concerns with the legislation as it currently stands, as do his constituents.
I think my voters in West Virginia, but I don't speak for the whole country, my voters a lot differently, but they're very much concerned. Inflation has hit them extremely hard. I hear it when I go to the grocery store or if I go to the gas station. They say, are you as mad as I am? And I says, absolutely.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The John Deere farm equipment manufacturing strike has come to an end. UAW union members approved the latest contract offer last night. USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. 800-628-7226. That's 800-628-7226.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Well, you knew it wasn't going to be easy, but I got to give you credit. Thank you for joining in. I mean, after all, what kind of country are we having here that we're going to pass on to the next generation? If it's going to change, it's going to be up to me and you. As noted in our U.S. Constitution, we the people, okay? Life, liberty, the pursuit of happiness, it's up to us to make it happen. It's just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour, and our next guest is a Make It Happen kind of guy, J.P. DeGance. He is the founder and president of Communio, a nonprofit that consults with churches, equipping them with proven strategies and technologies to solve our nation's family and faith crisis. Because at the basis of all this... J.P. DeGance, welcome back to the show. Good to have you with us. How are you?
Hey, Bill. Really great to be with you. Thanks so much for having me.
Well, at your heart has been the ministry to married couples, and you say they must radically change to save marriage. And this is something that you cited in your book that we talked about before, Endgame, the Church's Strategic Move to Save Faith and Family. What is happening with married couples these days? Is it just is it the spirit of Jezebel, or the spirit of the age? What is it that's attacking families so aggressively?
The big thing that needs to really change is the church's approach to supporting marriage and getting and helping to facilitate healthy marriages. What's happened is our society's just walked away from the concept of commitment, the idea that marriage is really the cornerstone to a life well lived. Today, Bill, there are 31% fewer people getting married each year than in the year 2000. Okay, and 61% fewer than in the year 1970. And 54% of all kids now will reach their 17th birthday without married parents. And wow. What's happened, the culture has told us that the sexual decisions of grown-ups are the most important thing. And so any consideration for its impact on society and kids, that's not something that we should be worried about. But I can tell you, everything from poverty to crime to education, all of the great crises facing us domestically really flow from the collapse of marriage, the collapse of parenting. Mm-hmm. So, So we, as a, I think there's a huge opportunity for the church historically, you know, going back to the beginning of Christianity, it was the example of our marriages and the example of Christian marriage and Christian love that converted frequently the ancient world. And that's the great opportunity today. I think a focus on renewing Christian marriage will produce the third great awakening in our country.
Mm. Well, I would agree with you, JP, because the problem that we have right now, we've become very consumeristic. It's about having it your way right now. And I've often said to our audience, you know, we live in this microwave society that stands in front of a microwave and yells, hurry up, just doesn't happen fast enough. And when it comes to relationships, boy, we gotta hit the brakes here. We've got to pause a little bit and really reinvestigate and recommit to, you know, what is most important. You know, what was it, those feelings that we had on that wedding day when we were before God and all the witnesses in our family that said, I do, to where all of a sudden now we find ourselves saying, I don't. And why? Because the marriage got a little boo-boo. You know, we bought into some, you know, bad information, you know, from the culture saying it's okay. And at what expense? And just as you pointed out very clearly, is that, look at, the reason you get married is bring kids. And you bring kids, you know, prayerfully, and hopefully they are God-fearing kids that you bring into the culture, and that you make a difference. And this is your commitment. And this is all part of the marriage vow. And if you abandon that because it's, you know, seemingly convenient to do so, I mean, what you're doing to your kids and the very basis of your marriage is so destructive and so ungodly that, JP, if we don't see it as God does, if we can't hit the pause button and really, you know, come face to face with God on this issue, we don't know how to minister to families that have bought into the lie of the devil, do we?
No, and you know, I would encourage all of us as Christians to think that this has a profound impact on the ability for individuals, grown-ups and children, to grasp salvation in Jesus Christ. That actually, from obviously the first book of the Bible to the last, has we begin with the wedding, we end with the wedding of the Lamb.
Exactly.
God has chosen to tell His story of salvation to us as a spousal love story. He loves us so much that the only way that He really chooses to tell that story is through the human analogy of marriage. And so as that disintegrates, what we're seeing is less and less people believe, less and less people can grasp that there's a Father in heaven who loves us. Mm-hmm. In fact, an adult who grew up with a constantly married parent, regardless of generation, whether you're a baby boomer or a millennial, you're about twice as likely to go to church every week versus a baby boomer or a millennial whose parents didn't remain continuously married or who never married.
Right.
And so it's important if we want more people to believe this is important. I think it's great that you zeroed in on, I mean, marriage, the reason secular society, the reason governments for centuries have valued marriage is because it forms new citizens. For those who enter marriage, you know, especially a married man, has a massive income benefit, meaning if you compare a single guy with similar education to a married guy with similar education, you're talking upwards of a 50% bump in
income potential,
annual income potential. And so
right.
You're talking about and for women and men, you see lower incidences of depression, lower incidences of loneliness, of suicidal ideation, of drug use. So there's all you know, a wave of reasons for it. What we need to do is be be serious as parents. I think anybody listening to this, we have to ask ourselves, how am I going to be a pro-marriage family? Even if I'm a single parent right now or divorced, I can...
Exactly.
How do I today become
JP,
a pro-marriage parent?
Yeah. Got to go to break. We got more from JP after.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING.com.
This is Don Shank with today's global update from the Tide Ministry, sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ worldwide in the languages people were born to speak. Radio continues to be an effective way to reach people in areas that might not have heard the gospel before. But the Tide Ministry also uses other creative means to spread the good news. In Pakistan, where 98% of the residents are non-Christian, staff on the ground promote and upload the regular radio broadcasts through WhatsApp for distribution to listeners who have access to the internet. The Tide Ministry has also started a Middle East children's program, which uses attention-catching puppet shows to provide a creative forum to answer any questions and to break down barriers for children in the Middle East to come to Jesus as Savior. As unconventional as these methods might seem, our goal is to spread the love of Christ to all people around the world, no matter the avenue. To learn more about how the Tide Ministry is creatively sharing the good news of Jesus Christ worldwide through media and partnerships, visit thetide.org. That's thetide.org.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us. Okay, I'll admit, maybe just a little bit ornery. That's because, you know, I'm Hispanic. And you got to have that little bit of spice, you know, just cause, you know. Otherwise, everything's vanilla. And, you know, vanilla's okay. I think there's a time and place. But, you know, a little bit of spice doesn't hurt anybody. I mean, it's not intentional, you know, intentional in terms of, you know, wanting to do any harm. You know, it's all about doing good and just kind of prod you a little bit. Okay, J.P. DeCance continues with us. He's the founder founder president of Communio, a nonprofit that consults with churches, equipping them with proven strategies and technologies to solve our nation's family and faith crisis. And where we are right now in this faith crisis and family crisis is we're back to the Garden of Eden. And did God really say? And the big lies have continued to emanate from that first, you know, confrontation in the Garden of Eden with Satan. And it continues to this day. And, you know, Satan is bound and determined to make God into the liar. When he is the father of all lies, God has set up a plan for us that, you know, as my kids used to say, why don't you just do what God says? You know, and when we do what God says, it goes well for us. He told Cain the same thing. If you do right, will it not go well for you? And in our marriages, if we do right, will it not go well for us? And here we are. We're to be the testimony. Married couples of faith are to be the testimony, the clear evidence that God is involved, that he is vital, that he is a difference maker in all our lives. And I would say, to our shame, you know, married couples of faith are really doing a lot of injury. I got to imagine there's probably angels in heaven just saying, oh, God, maybe we should just make some big announcement to tell people that they really aren't, they either aren't married or they're not, you know, people of faith, because the way they're representing marriage to the rest of the world is shameful.
Yeah. Well,
is that fair?
I think, Bill, and I think that it speaks to the need for all of us to really think through how can we really be pro-marriage in our own
yes.
lives. And great marriages don't, a lot of times we can, especially Christians, can take a very strange sort of fatalist view of the world. And so great marriages don't just happen. We have to be intentional about our relationships.
Mm-hmm.
What that means is investing in the skills, learning the skills and applying the skills of being a great husband, a great wife. They're knowable. Think about it this way. If I have a great car, okay, I don't wait for the engine to start smoking before I bring it in.
Exactly.
I always service the car.
Yeah, there's a maintenance program. Exactly.
Right. Are we dating our spouses? Are we dating our spouses, or did we stop dating our spouse?
And JP, I want you to know, this is the deal. It goes both ways, okay? It's not just the guy dating the woman. Because, you know, there's been this expression and this perception that, well, you know, I'm the woman, he has to date me. Well, no, it's 50-50 here, you know? This goes both ways. And, I mean, unless a guy is an absolute knucklehead, if a woman goes to her husband and says, hey, look at pal, it's been a while. Look, I set a weekend up for us. You know, can we make some time for this? I mean, there's nothing wrong with that because we're both in this boat together, are we not?
Yeah, and I would go further. I'd say the great paradox of Christian marriage is that it's 100-100, that we
yes.
Are called to live that example of Christ's love for the church and the church's love for Christ, and so we lay down our lives on a daily basis for our spouse, and you know, and so are we. In that sense, are we pro-marriage in the sense that we're obviously dating our spouse? Are we intentional about connecting just 10 minutes a day, just having a conversation and an intentional conversation? I write about this in my new book, Endgame, where I talk about couples that spend 8 hours or more a year focused on strengthening, focused on practicing the skills for healthy relationship, end up measurably better in their relationship and marital health over time than those who don't. And the levels of divorce and breakup collapse if you just spend 8 hours intentionally a year investing in practicing the skills for a good relationship.
Yeah, and I don't want guys to sit there and pull out a calendar and think in terms of 8 hours here. I mean, 8 hours is just something that it just kind of works itself out as you said earlier, that you get intentional about it. Because I know, you know, some of us look at it and go, oh, 8 hours, okay, if we, you know, that breaks into so much per week and we do this kind of deal.
No.
And says, you know, so I understand what you're saying, but I don't want to feed that part of the psychology of some people who just say, okay, we're going to be able to, you know, because we're checking the box off to say that we've accomplished our 8 hours, that somehow that's the victory, right?
No. Well, the idea is the idea of just being in an ongoing way, investing in your relationship. This is something that we always do, right? If we want to be healthy,
yes,
it's proper diet and exercise, right? If we, like I said, about the car, you don't at any point go like, well, I'm done changing the oil. Like, you never are done. If you're driving the car, you're never done changing the oil.
And exactly.
As long as you're married, as long as that heart's still beating in both of you, you're never done investing in your relationship. And I want to also speak to those who are unmarried on this. And first, for parents, just because you may not be married currently as a parent, how do you become a pro-marriage parent? And a big thing here is helping our kids form healthy relationships. I co-author this book, Endgame, The Church's Strategic Move to Save Faith and Family in America, with really one of the, I think, the most effective relationship health expert out there, Dr. John Van Appen. He's written a book and a whole set of advice for singles to form healthy relationships, godly relationships. And as a parent, how often do we talk to our kids about getting good grades, getting in a good college, or, you know, being the best on their travel sports team or whatever? Okay. Mm-hmm. And then let's think about all the times that we talk to our kids about finding a good spouse, of finding a good partner in life, and the importance of entering into relationships in a healthy way and discerning relationships, all of those kinds of conversations. Parents, we never have these conversations. And should it be the surprise then that our kids in the data are showing up and prioritizing the brass ring and getting the degree and getting the car and getting all these things, and then marriage becomes an afterthought? So we as parents, we need to be prioritizing, helping our kids see the value and importance of it. Even if we're not married, how do we help them thrive in this way? And then,
it's all about investment, JP. If we're encouraging them that everything they do is an investment to, you know, you talk about the end game, you know, being that spouse, that is well equipped. Well, then, look at it. If you've put in the investment, are you going to be married to somebody that hasn't put in the same investment? I mean, to me, that's a bit of like being unequally yoked, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. No, we and this is all part of the discernment process when we're dating. And our culture has blown up the idea of discernment. There's some call it the process of sliding versus deciding. Where young people recoil from the idea of even defining the nature of our relationship. In my book, we write about some research that Dr. Mark Regnerus has out of the University of Texas, and he shows that the modal, meaning the most frequently occurring action within a series of actions, the modal time people report having sex for the first time is before they've even defined their relationship. Okay. Wow. And they're not even yet boyfriend and girlfriend. So should we then, and then frequently it moves quickly into cohabitation, and we don't talk to our young people about the dangers of this, right? There's a woman living with a boy, with a man that's not her husband, is the most vulnerable to domestic violence. There's cohabitation is incredibly unhealthy.
And it's all feeding into the consumeristic mindset that we talked about earlier. JP DeGance, we got to leave it there. I always look forward to talking to you. We've got to continue this conversation. JP is the founder and president of Communio. Thank you, JP.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The North American Leaders Summit will take place in Washington today. President Biden hosts Justin Trudeau, the Prime Minister of Canada, and Andrés Manuel López Obrador, the President of Mexico. It's been announced our president will not be taking any questions from the media. The jury in Kyle Rittenhouse's trial are deliberating Thursday. On Wednesday, the defense again called for a mistrial because of prosecutors' misconduct. The claim is prosecutors withheld video evidence until after the defense rested their case. Judge Bruce Schroeder did not immediately rule on the request, but did say he was frightened by the media's bias coverage of the trial. Here's one racist example I found on MSNBC and their host, Joy Reid.
There's a thing about both white vigilantism and white tears, particularly male white tears.
Be sure to visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Back with you. Welcome. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Always good to have you with us. We're going to be talking to the co-founder of Reopen South Florida and Chris Nelson. And we're going to be talking about how the governor here is fighting the Biden administration from secretly allowing illegals into the state. We've been hearing some of this. Oh, I'm sorry. I've got the wrong name. Forgive me. Mike Collins is we have. Thank you very much for getting that squared away. Let me get to the right notes here. Well, I'll tell you, it's just been one of those interesting mornings here. I think what happened is we had a change here, and this is Mike Collins is the trucking executive who asked, "What will it take to fix our driver shortage?" Hey, Mike, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Hey, what's up, Bill? I think you mean Chris. You might have got something mixed up there. That's okay.
Oh, okay. Wait a minute here. Okay, so I did have it correct because I had Chris Nelson down, and then anyway, it's just a mix up. I'm sure it's my fault here. So let's go back to our original introduction. Chris Nelson, the co-founder of Reopen South Florida. Now, do I have that right?
Yes, you do, Bill, and it's great to be back on your show.
Hey, good to have you back. We've been hearing about these late-night flights, which the administration disgustingly has tried to either lie about it, deflect, be anything but transparent about illegals being flown into states. And, of course, we knew, and just our own common sense would tell us, that the targets of these shipments of illegals would be any red state, any state that they had earmarked to convert transfer over to Blue State in much the same way as they were successfully able to do this in California, right?
Well, it's kind of an unspoken, it's kind of the worst kept secret, especially down here in South Florida, is that you have bus loads, plane loads, and this has been seen, this is known, this is proven. They've been seen coming into the Jacksonville airport. You see them coming in by bus loads at night. And the Democrats have basically have a human trafficking type operation going on down here.
Right.
I mean, that's really what you call it. And they also
Hey, Chris, let me. Hey, Chris, let me interrupt you here for just a moment. We're getting a lot of distortion. I don't know if you're on a Bluetooth or whatever.
Is this better?
It almost is. It's just that when you get close to whatever it is that you're speaking into, we're getting some distortion. Let's try it again here so we can let's try it. If not, then we'll have to reconnect with you. But that sounds a little bit better right now. So go ahead and continue. I'm sorry.
Okay, I think we had this problem last time. I think I kind of had to back up from the phone. Are you hearing me well now, Bill?
Yeah, much clearer. Yes, great.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Well, we've got basically what is what could be called a human trafficking operation going on here. And something that they also do down here in South Florida is they have people that come in from Jamaica. And because we have a big Jamaican population down here, and I'm not saying they're all illegal. A lot of them come over, and then they get some sort of citizenship or they get some sort of card. And here in Broward County now, they are giving out cards to illegal immigrants. Our sheriff, Gregory Tony, is giving out cards to illegal immigrants that give them access to all sorts of government goodies and stuff like that. But that's the game down here in Broward County. And guess what? A lot of them, they actually go and they live in Jamaica. But guess where they vote? They vote here. It's an operation that's going on, and it's about time somebody did something about it. So it's awesome that our great governor is now saying that when he sees these buses or these planes coming in, he will impound the bus. We'll see if he actually does what he's saying. Hopefully he does, because it's for not only our future, but for his political future. Now, let me tell you something about our governor. This guy is smart. He is smart. Mm-hmm. He's not stupid. You may think he doesn't know about something that's going on. Why isn't he talking about that? Why isn't he taking more action here or there? Let me tell you, he is, to use a Q euphemism, although I'm not technically a Q person, but he is
right.
Playing chess. Well, his opponents are playing checkers. So trust in this guy. He knows what he's doing. He is very smart. And actually, right now, Bill, he is signing four bills. You may not know this, but the Florida State Legislature has been in special session for the last 3 days. They passed bills that will that actually will contradict Biden's alleged mandate that we all take his poison shot by a certain day. If we want to survive and feed our families, we got to put these chemicals in our body. Actually, the Florida State Legislature put out a bill yesterday that gives employees recourse against any employer that is trying to mandate the COVID shot. They can, with religious exemptions, with this four different exemptions. But basically, this bill flies right in the face, and this is going to be a law that's going to be signed right now. And it actually flies in the face of Biden's not law. That's not a law.
Right.
His mandate, illegal mandate, that has been stayed by the court. I don't know about you, but I never elected OSHA to pass bills.
No, exactly.
To make them into law. So,
well, and that's what they're doing. That's how they roll. Yeah. Where?
Guess where he's signing these bills, Bill? Brandon, Florida.
Yes. Let's go, Brandon. I love it. Yeah, that's good. That's perfect. And, I appreciate you bringing us up to date on these. Now, the employee recourse is the recourse in terms of liability that if something happens where as a result of the vaccination that some ill effect should occur, because this is happening, and that you know, the government is not saying a whole lot, but they want to keep they want to maintain some immunity for these businesses and that. I mean, who's going to be responsible if something happens wrong, that there's some ill effect that occurs as a result of vaccination? Because right now, I think the latest VARS numbers are up to 17,000 people who have died post-vaccination. That's not talking about injury or any loss of you know job time or anything like that. These are people that just have died. And interestingly enough, we found out that a doctor, Dr. Ryan Cole, has, you know, he's medical, very well credentialed. He knows about all this. He's an epidemiologist amongst everything else. He says, I'm very degreed. I spent a lot of time in college. I'm a smart guy. I kind of know what I'm doing. Maybe I spent too much time, but he's somebody that has a lot of credibility. We should listen to. And the question he pointed out was in statement that he pointed out that after 16,000 deaths that were at the time when he gave his presentation, there'd only been one autopsy. He says, well, you know, doctors, this is what they do. I mean, if you really want to get down to the nitty-gritty and really find out what's happening with these vaccines, when somebody dies, you do an autopsy. And the fact that they've only done one is purposeful, and there is a lack of transparency on this whole issue.
Absolutely, Bill, and I hope you can still hear me good, because Governor DeSantis is live now, actually announcing these things that are happening, and I'm sharing it right now to my Telegram channel. That's Chris Nelson Uncensored, and on Telegram, and he's doing that now. But I'm gonna watch that later, of course. What's going on now is historic, and what you said about, yeah, I mean, this vaccine, if you want to call it that, I call it a biochemical war weapon, it's killing people, all right, period, all right? The government data is telling us it's killing people, okay? Bears is an official CDC resource. So when you have, and we saw it yesterday in the special session, we saw the real evil of these Democrats, even on the state level too. You know, I mean, calling, saying, well, we're spreading misinformation. You're calling the government's own data misinformation, according to the government's own data. Okay.
Yes.
The government's own data. More people have died from the COVID shot than all the other vaccines combined. Mm-hmm. And we know the Harvard study showed only 1% of total adverse reactions are reported to the VAERS system.
Exactly. Got to go to break. We've got more from the co-founder of Reopen South Florida.
It's growing faster than she can keep up with. She needs a new shop manager before her bookings go out of style.
Curtain bangs and balayage would look so good on you. Just hang on one second.
Can you please answer that?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from the Timeshare Exit Hotline, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get out of their expensive timeshare contracts. We're offering you a way to legally get rid of your timeshare. So if you're fed up with the maintenance fees that keep on coming and want to learn if you can terminate your timeshare legally and permanently, call today. Even if you've tried before and were unsuccessful in getting rid of your timeshare, call today and see if we can help. We offer a complete 100% unconditional client satisfaction guarantee. Make this completely free call and learn how we can help you legally put an end to your timeshare nightmare once and for all. You have nothing to lose, so call right now to qualify and receive a free consultation. 800-897-1434. 800-897-1434. That's 800-897-1434. Paid for by Airtime Media.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty.
you need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
This is an important message. Do you have an IRA, 401k, or retirement account worth more than $100,000? Your portfolio may qualify for an IRS tax loophole that allows you to own physical, precious metals inside of your retirement account. Want our free report that shows you how? We are WealthProtectionResearch.com, and we help investors connect with the top precious metal companies in America to own physical gold and silver inside their retirement account using this little-known but very powerful IRS loophole. To claim your free IRS loophole report today, just text the word GOLD to 48542. WealthProtectionResearch.com wants to get this information in your hands now so that you can protect your hard-earned investments. Text G-O-L-D to 48542 to learn more. When you text the word GOLD to 48542, we'll send you a secure link to download our IRS loophole report to show you how to start protecting your wealth with precious metals. Don't wait. Text the word GOLD to 48542 now. Wealth Protection Research. Text GOLD to 48542.
Our conversation with Chris Nelson, quite compelling, continues. He is the co-founder of Reopen South Florida, and he's on top of all this. And COVID is just one of the many things that are attacking our free America and our principles. And fortunately, here in Florida, we have a governor who gets it. And he's fighting on behalf of we the people. But meanwhile, there are nefarious forces that are coming against this, just like they're coming against America and this great American idea. I mean, from day one, it wasn't like, Chris, when you go back to the origin of our country, it's not like 100% of the colonies said, yes, hey, we're going to do this. You know, we're going to go after this American idea. There's always been antithetical forces, so we shouldn't be surprised. But you would think after 250 years of freedom, that there are enough people who have lived under the freedom of America that we would be more vigilant to fight off these Marxists that want to come over and disrupt and not only disrupt but flat out destroy this American dream.
Yes, Bill, and it's great to be back on your show. And we do have an amazing governor who right now, as we speak, Let's Go Brandon, is in Brandon, Florida right now giving a press conference. I don't want people to cut away from the show. I'm not watching it now, okay? Don't cut away from the show. Watch it afterwards. I don't want you to leave, okay? But he is all week this week. I've been following the special session in the state legislature that's been going on here in Florida. It is a historic event that the news media is practically completely ignoring, and I hope I don't mind a shameless plug. I have a Telegram group, Don't Tread on Florida, that I'd like to invite your listeners to join, where we have been following the special session and doing all these updates. Now, these bills. Did you know, Bill, that in the state of Florida there is a law on the books right now that says that the public health officer, that means the Surgeon General, can order that a citizen be vaccinated by any means necessary. That is on the law. So that means that the government, under Florida law, can send law enforcement to your house, hold you down, and jam a needle in your arm. Well, guess what? Actually, my friend Laura Loomer, who's running for Congress up in Central Florida, shared an article of mine that exposed that and went viral. And I believe that is the reason why this is actually today. Governor DeSantis is signing a law that will remove that language from Florida law. So no more forced vaccinations on Florida law. Also,
exactly.
Protections from this will fly right in the face of Biden's alleged mandate that he's trying to force down our throats through OSHA, which OSHA has put a stay on it.
Exactly. That's breaking news that they just suspended the January 4th vax deadline enforcement. So they're starting to tiptoe through the tulips, do a little Michael Jackson moonwalk in reverse to try to get out of this mess that they've gotten themselves into, and us along the way, too.
Yeah, that's correct. And so, and if any of your employers, I want to talk to some of your listeners, because I know there's a lot of people right now that are very concerned. I have heard heartbreaking after heartbreaking story, whether it's somebody getting killed in a hospital on a ventilator, which, by the way, these COVID deaths, most of them are ventilator fentanyl remdesivir murders. Hospitals are murdering people in Florida right now. That is not a conspiracy theory. I've seen it with my own eyes, and they're keeping family members away from their dying loved ones and denying them life-saving drugs. That is.
Do you know what? Do you want the number, Chris? Do you know what the number is of people that get off the ventilator is? Do you know how many people?
No.
Well, 30%. The 30% chance of you getting off the ventilator, once they get you on a ventilator, and this was, of course, information and data that I'd received about a month ago from several medical doctors, and probably in some cases, and probably some hospitals, you know, like anything, that's an average. So you get worse, you get better, but, 30%. So once you go to a hospital and you're on a ventilator, over 60% chance of you getting out of there alive is against you.
And I want to say stay out of the hospitals. If you have a loved one, do not call 911. Do not get them in that system, because once they're in, once they're on the ventilator, they will not let you in. They will hold them hostage, and they will put restraining orders on you if you try to get them out. Follow me on Telegram, Chris Nelson Uncensored. I do have doctors I can connect you with to get life-saving ivermectin. Ivermectin works. It's worked on multiple friends of mine, and also the monoclonals work. So follow me on Telegram, Chris Nelson Uncensored, but also I've heard stories from people who are close to retirement. They're firefighters. They're losing their jobs. They're being told, oh, you have until this date to get the vaccine or to get the, I don't even like to call it the vaccine, to get the COVID.
Well, it's not, you and I talked about it. This is a misnomer, but this is what the Democrats have done. They're such wordsmiths, and they have covering by the mainstream media. Because I can tell you, if this was Donald Trump in office right now, and he was referring it as a vaccine, the mainstream media would be all over it, and they would say, no, that's not a vaccine by definition. Just because you say it is, it doesn't mean it is so. Because, explain to our audience, Chris, the difference of what we're being injected with right now versus what a true vaccine actually does.
Well, I mean, a regular vaccine, the ones that are measles, mumps, things like that. I'm not an expert on these, but I know that they work in a different way than what was being told. Now, what we're being given is an mRNA injection. The guy who invented this stuff, Dr. Robert Malone, says it will kill people. He put out a tweet. It will kill people. He's the guy who invented the stuff. Why are we not listening to him? Why are we listening to these people? They didn't invent it. They don't see COVID patients. They had nothing to do with it. They're pencil-pushing bureaucrats that have obviously some different type of agenda that are telling us, no, this can kill you. We know it can kill you, but you have to take it. So I want to give a message to hope right now to Floridians, and hopefully other governments across the country will follow in suit with what Florida is doing today is do not compromise your values. I know you're thinking, okay, how do I feed my family? I've got a mortgage. And the ones that are the saddest are the ones that have been in a job for 20-something years, and they're close to retirement, and now their employer's telling them, oh, you have to take this shot by this day or else. Well, tell that employer, number one, as of today in Florida, you will have protections. You can go to your employer, and you can say, under now Florida law, you must provide me exemptions. You must put a religious exemption. You must provide probably be either a if you're an endangered a health exemption, a pregnancy exemption, and or there's one more exemption that's going to be signed into law today. They cannot do this, and also tell them if they try to pull the OSHA card, you can see right on OSHA's website. They have stated it. So if your employer is telling you that there is a mandate right now to get the vaccine by, to get the shot, to get the clot shot by, and I know your friend David Horowitz calls it the clot shot.
Right, exactly.
To get it by, because that's what it is, to get it by January 4th or whatever, they are lying to you. So the most important thing for people to do, turn off CNN, turn off Twitter. Twitter doesn't make legal decisions. People in this country think that Twitter, if Twitter tells you something is okay, then it's okay. If Twitter tells you something, somebody won the election, then they won the election. Twitter is an anti-American operation. They do not make decisions for this country. They do not report the truth. Okay.
Well, they and Facebook are supporting the WHO. That should tell you everything you know. That if you say anything against the WHO, you're canceled. You lose your platform privileges because they have determined whatever the WHO, that is, that's the order of the day. That is what the deity has said. And God has spoken. End of story. Shut up. Take the shot. And, get out of my way. And, it's just unbelievable what they've done. But, I was talking to somebody else earlier about this. I got to imagine the legal profession is licking their chops over all this. Because what will happen when we get to that point to see what kind of damage, Chris, that they have done to the American people? I mean, lawsuits are going to abound. But what's so frustrating for many of us is that we sit there and go, great, they're going to sue the government. Well, who's the government? We the people. It's like we end up shooting ourselves in the foot and we're suing ourselves for the very thing that we've allowed these knuckleheads to do upon our own citizens. The contingent liability of all this is staggering when you think about it.
Well, you will have legal recourse as of today, and I encourage everybody to read these bills. And I don't mean to shamelessly promote. This isn't about shameless promotion. But if you come to my Telegram channel, Chris Nelson Uncensored, I post these things. You will be able to read the bill, know what your rights are, shut out all the noise, know what your rights are, and challenge your employer, because what they're trying to do now is they're doing the same thing they've been doing from the beginning. They're doing this psychological warfare where they got, right. See, they've got Twitter telling you, they've got the newspaper telling you, they got mainstream news outlets telling you, they got your boss telling you, and they got everybody around you, all your peers telling you, you must take this shot or else. But
right.
What is really
well? They've scared everybody into submission, Chris. And this is why we'll go back to what my good friend, with the Rutherford Institute, John Whitehead says: knowledge is power. It starts with knowledge. That's what activates, the right choices and the right decisions. So get the knowledge, print out the information on these bills. You don't have to go in and do an end zone dance on the top of your boss's desk. Just respectfully say, okay, you may not be aware. Because your boss may be so fearful that he's just following the party line right now. And so, share some intelligence with him so he can stop doing any damage, not only to and that the company can, get back on track and work together as a unified entity, right?
Absolutely, Bill.
Hey, Chris, cannot thank you enough. I appreciate all the information. Chris Nelson Uncensored, that's where you want to go to be in the flow of the know. Chris, look forward to having you back. Be safe, my friend. Take care.
Thanks for having me on, Bill.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and going to stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to